So you're sitting there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, the experimenter comes in, takes you to the real experiment. Sitting down, you're taking the exact same test, the exact same puzzle. And once again, how long will you persevere before giving up? Think about it for yourself for a second. Who do you think persevered more? The chocolate chip cookies group or the beetroots group? Think for yourself for a second. By the way, I guessed wrong when I was asked this question. Okay. Significantly more perseverance. Significantly more. It wasn't close. The group that had the beetroots persevered a lot more. Why? When Baumeister wanted to understand the mechanism, and he did some more experiments to explain the mechanism, it's because the chocolate chip cookie group had used self-discipline not to touch. They really wanted to touch it, but they couldn't, so they used their quota of self-discipline. And when they went into the quote-unquote real experiment, what happened was that they had little or no self-discipline left. And that's that maze, that experiment, that test required a lot of self-discipline. The point of this study, we all have a limited amount of self-discipline. And the question is, what do we use it on?